This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Second hour of Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. I'm sure I'm going to be getting the texts and the emails because they're, for the most part, people are too cowardice to call in. If you'd like to add to, take away. If you'd like to agree, if you'd like to contend, you may. 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's funny because we look to the state-controlled media and their narrative like that of politicians they want to put up as the real hard guy like Cory Booker, Keith Ellison, or these people that they use to advocate their agenda. And it's also funny that when we invite them on the radio show to ask them and to confront them with constitutional law and biblical law, it's funny how they don't think it's a good fit. See, they just want to spew on you what they want you to believe, what they want you to succumb to. But they don't want anybody to stand up and confront it, because if they did, they'd be on the radio show today. And yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before. Folks, I have a whole list of all these politicians that dare not jump on the radio. Because they don't want to be called out in front of the American people for who they really are, and for what they are really doing, and how unconstitutional, therefore illegal, it really is. And I want to take that over to people that have their opinions, because they refuse to hear what I am saying here. Well, because I can hear people say, "Oh, Bradley, look at the damage that you've done to the Republican Party. Oh, Bradley, look what you've done. Look what you've done, man. Look at the damage that you've done to the Republican Party." Let me say this, hypocrites. Look at how you, because of your alliance with your party, look at how you and your alliance with your favorite party has destroyed principle. In the end, an erasure of all of our freedoms. Little by little, incrementally. Because you want to stick to your favorite party rather than sticking to principles. It's interesting, these that you stand behind, how often they sit there and condemn the very things that they sign on to behind closed doors. Oh, by the way, when I was just sharing with you during the first hour, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bills signed on by Donald Trump, betraying the American people every step of the way, literally. Did you know that that was passed during that little march that David Hogg had in Washington, D.C., under the payroll of none other than George Soros? Did you know that that was a little diversion to get your eyes off of the ball concerning what allegedly took place there at Parkland High School in Florida several months ago, only to find out later that the permit to have the march was applied for several months before Parkland shooting, the alleged shooting, ever took place? That was the same weekend. You're played like a deck of cards, America. Simply put. And I also want to say to those that are saying you're doing damage to the party system, amen. Praise God. I hope I am. Because maybe that will drive you back to what matters, namely the Constitution of the United States. Not the party system, which is unconstitutional. Because after all, we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. of the U.S. Constitution. But let me go back to what President George Washington said of all of you because of your alliance and compliance with your favorite party. What he warned long ago as to how dangerous you people are to the system. Not to those that stand on principle, but to those that walk away and betray principle like yourselves. Listen carefully. I've already intimated to you the danger of parties in the state, with particular reference to the founding of them on geographical discriminations. Let me now take a more comprehensive view and warn you in the most solemn manner and the baneful, poisonous, pernicious, destructive effects of the spirit of party generally. This spirit, unfortunately, is inseparable from our nature. Having its roots in the strongest passions of the human mind, read Romans 1:28. It exists under different shapes in all governments, more or less stifled, controlled, or repressed, but in those of the popular from its scene in its greatest rankness, and is truly their worst enemy. The party system is the worst enemy you can have, because it's being used to divide the American people one against another. Read Mark 3:25. Jesus said, if a house be divided against itself, how can it stand? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, what happened to patriotism? Theodore Roosevelt said, patriotism means to stand by the country. Hey, folks, right now is not a time to serve your country. It's a time to save your country from them that mean to destroy it. Period. Everything I'm telling you right now is in accordance with law. What politicians are doing are telling you with an accordance of policy which undermines constitutional law. And you just don't know the difference. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any public official, as they like to call themselves, their representatives here in America, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country, as he serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by the inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Oh, are we seeing a download of hypocrisy in this country today? Ugh, I can't tell you how many times I turn around and listen to what the conservatives are talking about, and seeing that if it was said 10 years ago, they would be combating it because they now act as the left that they used to condemn. I mean, today, friends, conservatives are yesterday's liberals. That's what it is. That's what it comes down to. I hope I'm tearing it all down in Jesus' name. Just like Gideon tore down his father's altars. Period. What I'm doing right now is I have a broom in my hand by the Holy Ghost, and I'm sweeping away all the dust over our founding documents, saying, go read them. Go take the time to read them. You'll see what I'm telling you right now is not Bradley Dean's opinion, but what it says, what is written. You know, politicians today, friends, are found to be promoting behind closed doors what they are in fact condemning publicly. You know that, right? I'm going to give you a couple examples right after this, and I believe that you're going to begin to start tracking, because I'm saving the best for last. And I'm talking about the truth. You have all these question marks. The next couple segments, they will be exclamations.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933. Oh, my goodness. Politicians, more than not, are found to be promoting behind closed doors what they are, in fact, condemning publicly. Pro wrestling and circus politics, pre-scripted results is what you get, America. You know, America, I love you enough to tell you the truth. And it reminds me of Jeremiah when he went in to the kings, the houses of the kings, into the hierarchy of the church concerning the priests. And he would start to proclaim the judgments of God upon a nation who would not listen to the living God any longer. It reminds me in Jeremiah 5 when the people said, "We would have it so." Little did they know what was on the other side of a remark and a comment like that. Because they refused to repent before God and His moral law, Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24. They ate the fruit of their own ways, to their own demise. Everlastingly, might I add. And so it is with America. Pride. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall, America. It's amazing how men in this country, they praise one another, they put each other up, because they love more the praise of God than that. I'm sorry, the praise of men more than the praise of God. And folks, again, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If I have to stand and stand alone in this country to tell you what others are unwilling to tell you, here I am. By the grace of God, here I am. I'm talking about pro wrestling and circus politics. Pre-scripted results. It's exactly what you're getting. Pre-scripted results because you haven't figured out that you're the pawn in their game. Nothing. Listen, I'm a part of the younger generation that is sick and tired of being sick and tired of what the older generation has put up with. It's time to stand your ground, America. It's time to stand up and take your ground, just like that of Joshua. Read Joshua 1:7 when you get a moment. politicians more than not are found to be promoting behind closed doors what they're in fact condemning publicly. Remember Leland Yee? He was rated A-plus by the Brady campaign, an anti-gun control group. On the surface, the story of Leland Yee looks like a precipitous fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of the Bay Area, San Francisco area politics since the 1980s, when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board at that time. He then went on to sit on the City Board of Supervisors and in the State Assembly at length. The latter role saw him become the first Asian American, we're all Americans here, Speaker pro tem in 2004, making him the second highest ranking representative in the California Assembly at that time. From 2006 onwards, Yee served as a state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment in March of 2014. The arrest swept Yee and his associate, Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside some of the city's most notorious characters, notable among them Chinatown gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. It was one thing for the public to learn that Chow, a known convict, may have become embroiled in more objectionable schemes. But it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respected public figure who had folks who put up false pretenses for only so long, who had supposedly distanced himself from San Francisco's corrupt past, was being accused through the same undercover FBI investigation, doing their job, good for you guys. This Wednesday, Yee received a 5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking in arms. Wait a second. He got an A-plus by the Brady campaign, a national gun control group. How did he sell himself as an anti-gunner? Behind closed doors, what was he doing, friends? And if you judged him by his fruit, you would know exactly who he was, because you would see that what he says contradicts what he does. So he came about as the great advocate on the behalf of those that are illegally trying to disarm Americans in this country. And by the way, I said yes, illegally. We have rights, America, not privileges. You guys all know who Mitch McConnell is, right? Majority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell. I seen this guy at the presidential campaign when the charades was on between that of Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama. And he had a whole entourage of people protecting him from the people that he's supposed to serve. It's interesting how that works. But when you look at this guy, Mitch McConnell, it's just the joke is on you, America. I don't know that it gets any more debased than that. By the way, did you know that in the book of Kings, when the king meant to rule the people his way rather than God's way, when they refused to obey God, they'd always pick the baser sort to become priests to the king. Isn't that interesting? So they would fall to the level of the king rather than rise to the level of expectation in Christ by grace. Isn't that crazy how that works? But you're seeing it all day today. Look what America will put up with. Well, you know that Mitch McConnell is the anti-drugger himself, right? Well, we have all known for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs, say they. It's now being reported, by the way, it's all across the boards, but you will not find it in the mainstream media. And it shows you who the mainstream media is not only controlled by, but also who they work for and who they're attempting to cover up for. Okay? It's now being reported that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was aboard the Columbia, by the Colombian inspectors, and they found and discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages on that family ship. Wow! Whoa! McConnell's ties to the chaos go back to the late 1980s. And by the way, notice the timeline. I told you, America, notice that when George Bush Sr. got into office, this country began a downward spiral very swiftly. McConnell's ties to the chaos go back to the late 1980s when James Chow began donating to the senator. In 1993, McConnell married James's daughter, Elaine Chao, a Republican activist and former Reagan administrator official who would later serve as Secretary of Labor under George W. Bush and his cabinet. Whoa, man! She has kept her head above the water, yep. Taking millions and millions of dollars from drug traffickers? Well, that'll keep you in office, huh? Oh, and by the way, did you know that Donald Trump appointed none other than Elaine Chao as the new Secretary of Transportation on July 31st, 2018? Boy, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? We're talking about pro wrestling and circus politics, all pre-scripted results. Whoa! Donald Trump appoints Elaine Chao all the well. Oh, wait a second. Donald Trump said on The Apprentice, "You're trying to outthink me. No one can outthink me." That's exactly what he said. Why would he appoint Elaine Chao? Why would George W. Bush appoint Elaine Chao? Why is it that we all know that the ship is being used to transport drugs, and yet we allow Donald Trump to appoint Elaine Chao? Again, you're the pawn on the board. Just play stupid, America. Just play stupid. Furthermore, that's all you have to do is ask them how corrupt the system is, because some in their confusion will blurt out the truth, and that's exactly what they do. Matter of fact, Jim Hightower, former Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, said, "Today's whole political game, run by absurdist nightmare of moneyed elites, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. In America, what's sad about it is they think they're playing a game." See, what they don't realize is their feet are caught in their own snares. The very hole in the pits that they themselves have dug, they will end up in them. And we're talking about eternity. It's not like they're going to be able to bribe the living God on that final day. Read Hebrews 9:27. It says, "It's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment." Folks, we're simply being taken advantage of by a government of scoundrels, idiots, and cowards. H.L. Mencken said again, quote, "Congress consists of one-third more or less of idiots, and two-thirds more or less scoundrels, three-thirds more or less poltroons." That means cowards. We're talking about pro wrestling and circus politics and the pre-scripted results in which they want to bring forth. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Let's stop being a bunch of poltroons, Americans.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking about, before I get to the next point, this is where the lights are going to come on for most of you. because I'm going to bring in pro wrestlers. We're talking about pro wrestling and circus politics, pre-scripted results. Like, for example, I want to give you another one. This is the present administration, okay? And this was, if you haven't heard this, you need to hear this. But this is why you're being laughed at, America, for those that stand on the side of party rather than principle. Because we're seeing, you know, this administration's on a very slippery slope right now with its failed promises, which, might I add, have virtually been reversed, almost every single one of them. This was the wall promise. I want you to listen to this one. Listen to this carefully.
Congress must fund the border wall. I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
The wall. Mark my words.
Just in case anybody has any question, we need the wall. We're going to get the wall. We're going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
On day one.
Day
we
one.
Begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build a wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable. Not.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing. Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
I am not a wall along the entire border. I got
it. Of course I disagreed with him because I was running against him.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 billion for the wall?
Whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act, which is the construction of the physical barrier.
You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall. Of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front. What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed. Mexico will be reimbursing the United States. It'll be reimbursed. It may be through a reimbursement.
We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall.
I will build the greatest wall that you've ever seen.
I want a gorgeous wall.
And you do a beautiful, nice precast plank with beautiful everything. Just perfect.
What's it going to be made out of? What are the walls going to be made out of?
It's going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling up there? Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall, and we're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble. Because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Could we have your comment?
I said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller.
Tell them what they want to hear.
Higher.
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 Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
Wall's probably $8 billion. It's going to cost $10
billion. The wall's going to cost $10 billion. Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall?
Yeah.
I've never done that before. That's actually cute.
Yeah.
Never done.
Boy. Mexico's going to pay for that wall. Now, Americans are going to pay for the wall, and they're going to be reimbursed by the Mexicans. That wall is going to cost $4 billion, and then $5, $6, $7, $8, all the way up to $10, then to $25 billion. Wow. How do you show mercy to a nation like that? I really don't know. Pretender defined out in Webster's 1828, pretender, one who makes a show of something not real, one who lays claim to anything. Yep. What is a hypocrite? Webster's 1828, one who feigns, pretends to be, false covering, dissimulation is another word, by the way, one who feigns to be what he is not. A dissembler, one who assumes a false appearance. Wow. H.L. Mencken said, Congress consists of one-third more or less of idiots, two-thirds more or less of scoundrels. This is over a century ago, by the way. Three-thirds more or less of poltrons, cowards. Yep. It's exactly what we see. A bunch of compromised, controlled men, extorted men, doing the biddings of those who are controlling them. When I was a little boy, I remember when me and my mom and my brother would go to the pro wrestling matches with my mom's boyfriend. Every once in a while, he'd come back with some tickets. It'd be more my brother than me. I was never really into it. I can also remember when we would be inside of the building, the Minneapolis Auditorium. It was amazing that the roof stayed on or intact, considering how loud it could get inside of that building. I would look at my mom and my brother and my mom's boyfriend at times, and they would be screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs. I can still see it, friends. And at the same time, they'd be like sadistically laughing. And I'd look at them, and it would be like, what's going on? I mean, everyone was laughing because we all knew that it was a facade, pro wrestling. The bad guys were in rival with the good guys, all pre-scripted in the public eye. Behind closed doors, everyone knew that they were the best of friends, and this all devised to keep the circus moving forward to get the people at the door. These actors knew what their job was and who it was that they worked for. It's just a show. All premised on deception, creating an illusion, while leading the opposition for themselves to the end result, and that, of course, in pro wrestling is money. I mean, the bad guy is the bad guy when they need him to be the bad guy, and the good guy is the good guy when they need him to be the good guy. Again, all prescripted to the results in which they wanted. they would stay in long enough, and sooner or later, they would become the world champion in pro wrestling. Now, taking that to politics, I mean, again, after all, everyone lives politics. It's funny when people say, I'm not involved in politics. Well, do you live politics? Yes, you do. Then get involved. Politics is the science of government. God gave government. Exodus 18:21. You better get involved. Because if you don't fight the good fight of faith, fighting for your freedoms, you're going to lose your freedoms. The whole of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed, said H.L. Mencken. He said, the whole of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence to be led to safety by menacing it with endless series of hobgoblins, fairy tales, fearsome, mythical creatures, fictitious garbage. All of them imaginary. H.L. Mencken. The whole of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed by menacing it with endless series of hobgoblins, fairies, fairy tales, fearsome mystical creatures, fictitious events. All of this imaginary, he said. Folks, the warning was given long ago, and I'm intermingling now pro wrestling with the circus of politics. By John Adams, when he said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. You know, it's talked about more than even the Constitution, which is rare as hen's teeth if they talk about it at all. The parties. They're not making reference to the Constitution or its laws. I did a show a couple weeks ago, friends. I believe it was last week. How after 4 years of college, students that go to become lawyers don't even know where law came from. Yet they see Moses and the Ten Commandments in Capitol buildings all across the United States. And I could go on with another show just telling you and making reference to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By the way, John Adams said that concerning the letter to Jonathan Jackson, October 2nd, they got it military style here, to October of 1780, the works of John Adams, volume 9, page 511. Going back to pro wrestling, after it was all over with, we would leave the building and everyone would be hoarse. We could barely talk because everyone's voice was completely worn out. Only to be lied to on another day while they create new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building to spend your money. Now, what's crazy about all of this? The people know that it was all fake. They all know, those that bought tickets knew that pro wrestling was fake. It was all premised and contrived on the lies that they created. Yep, the people kept buying the tickets, playing the fools to their own financial demise. Again, Jeremiah 5:31. Now let me string this through the center of what we have been talking about over the last hour and a half. Speaking of pro wrestling, did you know Vince McMahon? Good friends with Donald Trump, WWE promoter and executive. His net worth is $1.93 billion. Lest you forget how wealthy they have become off their deceptive games. I watched a video of Mr. Vince McMahon and Donald Trump on pro wrestling, and they were put up to be rivals on national, international television. Matter of fact, the video shows Donald Trump body slamming, beating, and shaving Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 13. This all started with McMahon and Donald Trump announcing the Battle of the Billionaires, and the people purchased their tickets to see it. What's scary about it is when you're watching these videos, how the people act as if what's going on that stage is real. And it's the same thing in politics. And furthermore, everybody that's a part of either one of these circuses, pro wrestling or politics, you know as well as I do, you're not being told the truth, nor is the truth being acted out in any sense of the word. You all the well know it's all pre-scripted, and therefore you get the pre-scripted results in both venues. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caesar had said that give people a piece of bread and a spectacle. He said, I can do whatever I want with them. Give people a piece of bread and a spectacle, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. Now, let me put this in a positive. You all know who Harriet Tubman is, right? She was an abolitionist. She was a former slave who escaped. And then she went from plantation to plantation, liberating folks that were enslaved that didn't need to be. She was asked by a reporter at one time how many slaves did she free up. And she said, thousands. But I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were enslaved. And so it is with those that refuse to hear and see. That's your call, not mine. Because my Christianity is not there to coerce you by force. It's to coerce you out of love. I do what I do because I see, after I was driven to the cross by the law of God, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, that which the Son of God did for me. When he bled Calvary red with his blood to be the very sacrifice and the appeasement before me and God through his blood. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. I want people to understand my motivation here. I cannot stand seeing people enslaved, but when people war up against the truth, hey, listen, it's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall upon you. And that's your call, not mine. And I don't want to talk you into something that you can be talked out of. It's got to be the Holy Ghost and Him alone. That brings you to the Christ. Talking about pro wrestling and circus politics, pre-scripted results. I was just talking about how much, man, it was amazing how much airtime WWE and Vince McMahon gave Donald Trump. They even had him body slamming Vince McMahon, shaving his head. Because they all started, they began to put salt on the tongues of the people to act as if Mr. McMahon and Donald Trump were actually rivals. Okay? Just like in politics. Well, it's interesting to note that at the end of the day, Donald Trump slams Vince McMahon. We watched it all. Yay. But what was scary about it is the response of the people that knew that it was nothing less or short of a facade, a charade, a circus. And they were acting as if it was real. Hey, folks, some of these wrestling matches, some of these fans get so irate that they actually jump in the rings and try to go after the bad guys. See, what they don't know is behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. What are you talking about, Brad? Oh, hang on a second. By the way, P.S., Linda McMahon, wife to that of Vince McMahon, she was appointed small business administrator by Donald Trump, for those that didn't know. Okay? And again, it doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump, Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, George Bush. It doesn't matter. Not in that order. Folks, all the way back, it doesn't matter. What matters is you're being lied to. And that's why we're calling this the circus of politics and pro wrestling. And the pre-scripted results that you get over and over and over again. Sleight of hand. Folks, isn't it interesting how Donald Trump was groomed from the beginning to the present with the help of Hollywood? Remember Home Alone? When we were kids, Home Alone. Remember Donald Trump? Trump Hotel? Yeah, and then WWE, pro wrestling, Vince McMahon, like talk shows like Larry King, Oprah, keeping him out there in the public eye. And even his own show called The Apprentice. You're fired, you're fired, you're fired. That's why people voted for him. And keep in mind, if the media didn't want him there as an option, look what they did. They put up Donald Trump, the good guy, and they put up who? Hillary Clinton. In reality, is a criminal from A to Z. You know it, and I know it, and so does Donald Trump. And he's done nothing but say that the people owe her a major debt of gratitude concerning the Clintons. He's done nothing to drain the swamp. He's appointed the swamp to the swamp that you want drained. Okay? But again, The Apprentice, maybe that's where the American people got that Donald would be the one to drain the swamp. Because you're fired. You're fired. You're fired. Of course it was. I mean, look at all the CIA-controlled media outlets giving him all the attention needed, making rivals of him and, again, the Clintons. In the end, and with the approval of the American people, they put him into the People's White House. Oh, by the way, for those that did not know, Albert Pike, a 33rd degree Mason, said, "Whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him." You're the pawns on the board, America. Again, I'm not attacking Donald Trump or any other corrupt politician. I am merely exposing them for attacking we the people, for lying to we the people, for acting outside of their scope of authority concerning we the people, by handing over our government to foreign agencies to further and aggressively oppress and attack we the people. Now, going back to the American people, it's interesting. You can see the parallel between Caesar back that of Rome and today with Donald Trump. And by the way, the rise of any dictator, and I'm not saying Donald's a dictator. The guy's probably a really cool guy, but he's a pawn. And he's not working for the American people, period. Neither are several other politicians. I would go so far as to say exactly what Mencken said. Folks, the majority of what you have are not working for you whatsoever. But going back to the American people, don't blame Donald Trump. Don't blame Caesar. Blame the people of America. Blame the people of Rome who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions and laughed delightedly at his licentiousness and thought it very superior of him to require vast amounts of gold illicitly, blaming the people who hail him when he speaks in the form of the new wonderful good society, which shall now be Rome's, interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, more living fatly at the expense of the industrious, when the opposite in America is true. Oh, how rightly put when it was said that when a people value its privileges above its principles, soon loses both. Read Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20. It's interesting that priests were the ones that literally dictated what was right and what was wrong. This is why, by the way, in the present, for what's left of it, you always see those that run for the presidency always appeal to the church. See, it was the church that made or broke somebody concerning those that would be the king back in the day. We have representatives. They have no constitutional nobility concerning titles whatsoever. He's a servant to the people, period. He's not a leader. He's a servant to the people, period. He's a representative. And he works for us. He derives his just powers from the consent of we the people, period. He is the government. He's an extension of what we want government to look like. In Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20, they were told, kings were, that they were to basically satisfy the priests in knowing the law, the Torah. I love it when people say we're not a theocracy. It's funny. Every country's a theocracy. Our forefathers told us either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by the bayonet. We're going to be either ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. See, there is no in-betweenites, is there? By the way, John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decade. These are pro wrestlers, they call them. A created rivalry filled with personality, animosity, and hatred. But nothing can be further from the truth, as John Cena and Randy Orton are tight in real life. They're the best of friends. So are these politicians. Did you see the pictures of Barbara Bush? Her funeral? Man, it is just so telling how comfy Georgie Jr. is with Hillary Clinton, a tight hug. Sitting right next there to Mrs. Trump and laughing it up with Barack Hussein Obama. And here's Ahab. And here's Bill Clinton, of course. And all these others that have been put up to be that of rivals to the American people. When you look at the pictures of them at the funeral, man, it was like they were at a party. Like they were the best of friends. It wasn't like they didn't know each other. Of course they did. They were put up as rivals between each other in the face of the American people. And what's sick about it, America, is the people that they put up as the rivals, both were handpicked, and whichever one won by the people, it didn't matter, because the powers that be, under judgment, under God, he's the governor of all nations, not the bad guy, but the living God, they're all pre-selected. Remember what, again, Roosevelt said, presidents aren't selected. Hey, Sam, the quote of Roosevelt, they're not elected, they're selected. But folks, you need to wake up, because pro wrestling and circus politics are one and the same, because they both bring about pre-scripted results. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. Talk to you in, well, a day in 23. See ya.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve of the 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.